Welcome one, welcome all to the Air Raid Podcast, presented by Vivi the Matadors. You are on, which your boy, Albie Shore, as always. And I got Jacob Harris with me today, the revolutionized man, the graduate. How are you doing, Jacob?
I feel like I've earned a bachelor's degree since I was last on here on the Air Raid Podcast, feeling pretty good.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel like a new man?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I started my job this week, so that's a change. Going from college life where I don't have to get up till 11 a.m. in the morning to being up brewing the coffee at 6:30. So it's definitely a change, but I'm really excited. So
yeah, man. Cool. Jacob is an educator. Mm-hmm. So educator. You do what all the other teachers do and spam our Facebooks with little Amazon lists of things we should buy you. We'll do it. So
there are only two things kids are required to have in my classroom. That's a pencil or a pen and a notebook. They don't need anything else.
Oh, well, there you go. And I actually had to just buy my daughter a bunch more stuff. So I wish she was going to your school. And as always, I got my right hand man, Dylan Smythe, on once again. What's up, Dil?
What is up, Red Raider Nation? Guys, I need to call you out for something. On last week's podcast, you guys put Tyler on a hill and thrashed him for talking about kickers. And I was producing the show, and I wanted to just unmute myself and give you guys the wrath, but I didn't. So here it comes. You idiots went and pissed off the kicking gods. And you know what the kicking gods did? They looked down on Lubbock, and they smiled because they remember. They remember the days of Clayton Hatfield's leg injury. And then not 48 hours later, Matt Wells comes out, won't even talk about the kickers, and says, I hope they see this. They need to step it up. It's all your fault, and I hate both of you. And the kicking gods have smited upon us, and it's your fault. Congratulations, yeah. Jacob.
And you know what the kickers should do? Should just kick. Just kick better. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. If we're in a position where we need a kicker, the team sucks already. All right, the team already sucks if we're in that position. How about everybody else on the team just play better so we don't need a stupid kicker? All right, those are my thoughts on it. Kickers are trash. Punters are even trasher, unless you're that UT punter from a couple years back. He's a beast.
So you talk about the kicking gods, Dylan. You talk about it as if Zeus has come down and smited me and Albie. But what really happened is one of the lesser gods, let's call it the 58th most important god, came down and was like, ha. So my analogy was interesting, but that's the thing. You shouldn't care.
You will care when we miss an extra point to win a football game. You will care.
But no. You shouldn't have to rely on your kickers to win games.
Then I blame the team.
If you are a good team, you don't have to rely on kickers to win you games.
Yep.
Maybe we're not a good team.
We're not. But that's not what we're talking about here today. Today, we had one of our funnest days that we have all year round, Big 12 Media Day. And with Big 12 Media Day, that means Athlon Sports gets to anonymously ask coaches how they're feeling about other coaches and other teams. And so what happens? Those coaches talk crap. So we want to find out, we want to guess which coach talked crap or sung praises about their coaching counterparts. Now, last year it was fun because some coaches were really buddy with Cliff Kingsbury. Some coaches hated Cliff Kingsbury. Cough, Gary Patterson, cough. And so now with Matt Wells, a lot of the coaches don't really, they ain't cool with him like that. They barely know the guy. So maybe we'll get some real intrigue. I haven't even read these quotes. I know y'all have, so y'all can be prepared for this. I've not even read these quotes, so I'm going to be reading these raw. So we'll find out just what crap has been said about our program. Or maybe off chance, there are some new guys in the conference. Maybe guys like Kleinman and Neil Brown were like, you know what, that they're Texas Tech, we like them. But who knows? We'll find out. Y'all ready?
As always.
All right, let's go. So, first quote up. Of the four schools in the conference changing staffs, this is definitely the best situation to step into. There's talent on the roster, and they were close last year. I think the message and the relationship with the team, Cliff had faded out a little bit. If Alan Bowman stays healthy, he can be a pretty good quarterback, although he may not fit exactly what Wells and Yost are looking for at the position. So, more shots at Kingsbury on his way out. But, Jacob, who do you think said this?
All right, so analyzing this quote step by step, praises Texas Tech a little bit, does throw some shots at Kingsbury, talks about the quarterback position a little bit and how Bowman might not be a great fit. I think this came from Oklahoma head coach Lincoln Riley.
Ooh. You think Lincoln Riley gonna throw his boy under the bus like that? Talking about he faded out a little bit?
Look, just looking at like the way it was worded, he's a QB guru in the conference, the way he kind of talked about Alan Bowman a little bit and talked about, you know, the university a little bit. I think he's the one.
Interesting. What about you, Dylan? Who do you think said this?
Well, so there's a couple important hints in here. Of the four schools in the conference changing staffs, so it's not one of the four schools with teams changing staffs. So you can eliminate, you know, us, West Virginia, Kansas, and Kansas State. He doesn't exactly dog on the Red Raiders, so it's immediately not Mike Gundy or Patterson. I don't think Lincoln Riley bashes Kingsbury either, so I think that leaves me with, like, Matt Rhule or, I'm sorry, Iowa State's head coach.
Oh, Campbell? Matt Campbell?
Matt Campbell. And I think it is Matt Campbell. This seems like a Matt Campbell quote to me. What's interesting about the quote to me is the fact that they say it's that Bowman could be pretty good. Bowman's going to be way more than pretty good if he's healthy. And two, Bowman's not exactly what Matt Wells and Yost are looking for. It seems a little funky to me.
Interesting. That's actually a good pick. I like that pick, Dylan. And if I hadn't already thought of my guy, I probably would have said it's him. But you know what I'm going to say this is? Gary Patterson, Gary P. And I'm going to tell you why I think it's Gary P. All right, it's because last shot at Kingsbury. He's like, yeah, he'd faded out a bit. He gives a little bit of respect to the team because they beat because we smacked that around a little bit last year. So he's like, you know what, the team was good. Can't hate. Team was pretty good. But let me tell you something right now. That little Bowman kid can't stay healthy. He couldn't play us. The little punk couldn't stay healthy. All right, and Cliff, yeah, that guy faded out because he was trash. All right. Now, I still don't think they're going to be that good because I don't know if he fits what they're looking for in the position. Because I'm a defensive-minded guy, so I know what offensive play coach is looking for. That's Gary P. That's the guy that I'm going to choose. Honorable mention, Gundy. But to me, it was one of those two because of that shot at Cliff, right? Like, that had to kick a guy while he's down, or I guess while he's up now. Pfft, whatever. But kick a guy while he's gone, and still some subtle shots in there. So I'm going to go with Patterson. All right. So, next quote. They're going to score just as many points after a while, but you'll see them do a lot more with the run game. More creative stuff, but that'll take a while. Matt's smart. He's not going to force his scheme. Who said that? Dylan, I'll let you go first.
Honestly, just the way it reads makes me want to say Les Mile. More creative stuff, but that'll take a while. Matt's smart. He's not going to force this. I don't know. It just seems like I can hear Les Miles saying this quote. And Les Miles does like to run the ball. They ran the ball pretty successfully under him at LSU. So he likes the run game. He doesn't get too specific because he's a new coach in the conference. So Les Miles.
All right, Jacob, what do you think?
Dang, man, you kind of took who I was thinking. But the other guy I was really thinking, you know, might say something like this. Another new coach. Probably Chris Klieman, I think. I think he just you know, he's new to FBS football. He's seeing, you can do some creative stuff, but, you know, not really too much in depth because, you know, he's not like one of these guys that's been kind of scouting for a few years. So, well, that's my best guess. But I do really like Dylan's answer there with Les Miles.
So it seems like we're all on the same trend of it being a new coach. So I'm going to choose literally the only other new coach left. And I'm going to say it's Neil Brown. Offensive-minded guy. A guy that I think sees the offense that Matt Wells was able to put out there. Talk about him being smart. Short and quick because he wasn't really paying attention to Utah State. right, while he was at Troy. So he didn't say too much, but he was like, eh, Matt Wells offensive, Kingsbury's offensive, they're going to score points, hey. That's my guy. I don't know why I'm giving Matt Neil Brown an Italian accent, but I'm going to.
That's a terrible Italian accent.
Hey, man, don't make me go Chris Cuomo on you, okay?
That was offensive to my people.
Next quote. I'm messing with you. They're going to be fine on defense this year, believe it or not. Statistically, they beat up on David Gibbs and those guys, but there's not much you can do when you're seeing that many possessions. They're going to coach offense in a friendly way for that defense, but that defense wasn't awful. They have two really good linebackers, Jordan Brooks and Rico Jeffers, and a good returning line. Who said that, Jacob?
You know, I'm gonna reference something you said earlier, Albie, about kind of smacking Kingsbury as he floats down to the Cardinals on a golden parachute. I think this was Gary Patterson, because he won that game last year against TCU. Wasn't the offense; it was the defense.
Sure, good point.
So. He's kind of backhanding Kingsbury here. He didn't say anything about the offense, the recruiting. He's like, defense, they were fine last year. Can't do much when your offense is not, you know, playing well. So they're gonna have to dumb it down for everyone in a friendlier way. But defense, that they weren't bad at all. So that sounds like a very Gary Patterson thing to say.
All right. What about you, Dylan?
Yeah, Albie, you really screwed up by using Gary Patterson already, because this is him. This is Gary Patterson. talks nothing about the defense, or talks only about the defense, nothing about the offense, and that's a very Gary Patterson move. But also, I'm sure he was asked a completely different question and just and just answered it this way. Like,
they asked
what he eats for breakfast in the mornings, and he's like, oh, well, they hit me with batteries.
They're like, so what do you think about Texas Tech's run game? Well, they're gonna be batteries fine on defense this year, believe it or not, as long as they don't throw them damn tortillas.
Tortillas, yeah, and batteries wrapped in tortillas.
So y'all are both wrong. I'm gonna tell you why it's not Gary Patterson, and why it is actually Matt Rhule said this. All right, I'm gonna tell you why Matt Rhule said this, because Matt Rhule's a nice guy. He's a nice Christian guy. He wouldn't dare say anything bad. Now just like if y'all go to church, just like a good Christian guy does, backhanded compliments are the best way to do it, right? So all this sounds good at face value. Man, they're going to be fine on defense this year, guys. Believe it or not, right? Yeah, they beat up on those guys. That was unfair. When you're seeing that many possessions, it's tough, right? Backhanded compliment, because he's a good Christian guy, because that's what we do, all right? They have two really good linebackers and a good returning line. Oh, if only that offense was better for those guys. That's Matt Rhule, 100%. Stamp it.
Here's what you're reading wrong. But there's not much you can do when they're seeing that many possessions. You're reading that wrong.
Backhanded compliments.
Patterson.
No, it's backhanded. What you do is you talk about how good the defense is while giving a backhanded compliment to the offense. Okay? Y'all heathens went to church more. You would feel it. You would know. You would know when this is coming. It's like my mom talking about something that I do well while giving me a backhand compliment about something else. Oh, Albert, he's such a good boy. He works really hard. Or he's such a good boy. He always made good grades. Too bad he wouldn't get off his lazy ass, but he works really hard. Like, that's my mother to a T, okay? That's just like Matt Rhule here, all right?
You know, this has to be exactly what Gary Patterson's relationship with former Tech OC. Help me out here.
Neil Brown?
No, OC. No.
Oh,
Cumbie, thank you. This is exactly what I imagine Gary Patterson and Sonny Cumbie's relationship is like. Cumbie's like, go, 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 more possessions, high-powered offense. And Patterson's like, no, I don't want that many possessions. This is exactly how their relationship is. And that's why it's Patterson being like, damn it, Cliff Kingsbury.
I'm telling you, Matt Rhule. This is him. Anyways, next quote. I think they can be successful this year if they find a way to balance out their offense closer to what Matt did at Utah State. That's going to be hard for a team that liked to hit around 100 rushing a game for years. So they're going to need to get creative until they can reshape their recruiting. Ooh, who do you think that was, Dylan?
Once again, Albie, you used up your answer a little early. This is Matt Rhule. No doubt. It's there's nothing wrong with this quote. He's just saying, hey, Matt Wells likes to run the ball. Texas Tech historically did not. And they're going to have to do something to void that gap. It's Matt Rule.
All right, what do you have, Jacob?
I think this is Les Miles. And here's why. Les Miles is going to come out, and he's going to try to run the ball 300 times a game because that's the Les Miles offense. Talking about the running game, kind of giving a little dig at recruiting because they weaseled a couple of nice recruits off of us after Kingsbury was fired. So, yeah, I think that's just Les Miles probably.
Jacob. This is 100% Les Miles. You are very right. This is Les Miles, right? What was his things that he used patented on at LSU? He ran the defense, yes, but he ran the ball and he recruited well. At Kansas, he's already recruiting well, and you better believe they're going to run the ball this year. This is Les Miles. Not only that, he was an analyst for ESPN last year, and it wouldn't surprise me if he actually had to do Utah State game, maybe for ESPN 8 to Ocho. I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's literally the only coach that actually watched Matt Wells coach at Utah State. That's Les Miles, and I'm putting the stamp on that one for sure. All right. Next one up. Honestly, this program is defined by offense, but they never really recruited to that standard. They could hit on one or two of superstars during Cliff's time, but they didn't fill out the roster. They really don't have the depth on offense, you think? It was more than just games won and lost that got him fired. Ooh, spicy. Jacob, who do you got?
I got Baylor head coach Matt Rule.
No.
Get out of here.
All right, continue.
Okay, so let's wait. You know what?
No!
I'm changing my answer. I am changing my answer to Tom Herman.
Oh no!
Oh, goodness.
I finally let the last line kind of soaked in a little bit, and I was like, oh man, yeah, this is definitely a little Hermie down there. So, dig it, recruiting. They got one to two superstars, more than just games that were won and lost, because you know everyone thought that the win at Texas kind of kept him his job for a year. So I think it's old Hermie, but you guys probably agree with me now.
Oh Lord, and Dylan, what do you got?
Well, there could be an argument made that this is Mike Gundy, but if I had to put money on it, I'd say it's Tom Herman too. And it's like you said, it's that last line. It's more than just games and won and loss that got him fired, because historically, Cliff Kingsbury beat Tom Herman. Like, that's just how it went down, and especially in Austin. And so that's the dig at, like, hey, you beat me, but I still have my job. Now, Cliff Kingsbury, golden parachute, won his first NFL preseason game. It's not going too bad for him, but this has Texas saltiness written all over it. Just every piece of it, like, oh, recruiting, filling out the roster, Cliff Kingsbury shot, winning games. It's Tom Herman. If I had to put my money on it, it's Tom.
So I was thinking this was Mike Gundy all the way up until the last sentence, and it's 100% Tom Herman. Like, there's no doubt this is Tom Herman, right? And it's just like everything that both of y'all said. Like, everything about that quote tells you exactly who said this. Also, don't forget the snootiness of it. Like you were saying, the snootiness of it. They never recruited to that standard. Oh, I'm Tom Herman. Oh, they could hit on one or two of the superstars that Cliff got. You know, they don't have the number top five recruiting class like us here at Texas. And it wouldn't have been just wins and losses that got him fired, because he always beat me. So how could he get fired off of that? That was Tom Herman, 100%. Like, there's no doubt. I thought I put the stamp when it came to Les Miles before. I'm really giving a stamp on this with Tom Herman. That's 100% him. He needs to do a better job of hiding himself. No doubt. All right, last quote we have here, guys.
It's the same as one before. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to say it anyway. I think they can be successful this year if they find a way to balance out their offense closer to what Matt did at Utah State. That's going to be hard for a team that's likely to... Yeah, never mind. It is a repeat. So... Oh, I didn't know y'all
almost,
meant...
Almost as if we told you.
Well, I didn't know y'all literally meant a repeat. Like, 100% a repeat.
Yeah, like, 100%. Like, they just copied and pasted
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, so, that's interesting. I will say that I do think it's going to be a fun year in the Big 12 with all these new coaches. I don't know. We're not going to do our preview pod for the season just yet. That'll come here soon. But out of the coaches, what coach are you most excited to be playing against? Jacob, I'll let you go first.
Oh, man, that's a good question. I always personally just love playing against Gary Patterson.
It's a home?
Win or lose. It's a home game this year. Win or lose, exactly. We're going to be out there. They're going to be out there with their batteries and their frozen water bottles, and we're just going to pelt the TCU football team because that's Texas. No. I just love how every time either, you know, they come here, the circus. We beat them there. It's a circus. No matter what, Gary Patterson is the most entertaining person to listen, talk to about Texas Tech because for some reason he's so obsessed with us that he's making stuff up.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. And I've said it. They asked me in the Longhorn Pod who I believe is our biggest rival after Texas. And I think it's TCU. I think it's TCU because they're really the only other school that hates us just as much as we hate them, right? Like, every other school either hates us more than we hate them, like Iowa State, or we hate them more than they hate us, like Texas or Oklahoma, right? TCU is one of the rare situations where, yeah, hate's pretty mutual. Hate is pretty mutual. And Gary Patterson is one of the big reasons why. Dylan, what about you? Who are you going to love to play against this year?
I don't know why I took this as it had to be a new coach question, but I went ahead and did. I've been a Les Miles fan for a long time. And maybe I'm excited to play against him because he's not going to be any good for the first couple of years. So, you know, free win, Kansas. Ha, ha, ha. But I do think of all the coaches that could take the hardest job in Division I sports, I think Les Miles could, I don't want to say turn it around, but dig him out of the basement. But so maybe long term, I'm excited for what Les Miles does with Kansas.
So I think that's a really good choice. Les Miles, and you say it may take a long time. I don't know how long it's gonna take. I wasn't sure how if it was really gonna work until I saw how he was recruiting already, and I'm like, man, actually, he's getting some dogs out there. He's getting some guys with that really feel the type of way about them and that have the skill to back it up. They are going to lose this year. But at the same time, last year was the most talented Kansas team we've seen in years. Not saying much because they only won two games. But I do think this is like probably a four-win team this year. It's probably a team that gets one or two wins in conference. You just really need to make sure that Tech's not one of those wins, right? And I think Les Miles is going to be – I think he's going to be good at Kansas. So I just hope that, you know, after he's good at Kansas for a few years, somebody else scoops him up. For me, as far as guys that I'm excited to go up against, I really want to see us beat Tom Herman again. That'd be so much fun. And it's in Austin again this year. Like, beating Tom Herman again is always a great time. It's literally the only reason why I debated whether we should keep Kingsbury. Just so, because if we go 1-9, I know Kingsbury was going to beat Herman, right? He could lose to Montana State and UTEP, but he going to beat Tom Herman in Texas. Right, so like that's the main one I want to see. Matt Wells, you got to beat Tom Herman in Texas, so I really hope that happens. So that's actually going to be my selection. If not him, I also honorable mention I'm going to give to Neil Brown because he's the guy we should have chosen.
No,
that's why.
No.
He's the guy if we didn't get Holgorsen, we should have got Neil Brown.
No.
So that's why. So if Neil Brown with ICC Tech players is able to beat Tech this year, then that's just going to be a feather in cap for him. All right. So, anyways, Dylan, where can people find you?
At the Air Raid, or no, it's just at Air Raid Podcast.
That would be correct.
Yeah. We spit hot fire.
That's right.
All right. Well, if they're the tweets are like you sound, then fire's not that hot. Jacob, what about you, sir?
In addition to finding me at the Air Raid Pod, at Air Raid, dang it, I did it too, at Air Raid Podcast, you can also find me at Jacob Harris _55 on the Twitterverse, because my new job, I probably won't be posting too much on the Twitterverse, but be on the lookout for the occasional fire tweet.
So yeah, so Jacob is a working man now. So this childish college A's tweets that you knew from Jacob Harris is no more. He's now a professional man. So you'll see professional tweets.
And all five of the voices here you hear on the Air Raid podcasts are all graduates of Texas Tech University.
Yes, we can officially say that.
Yes.
We can officially say that.
Way to go, Jacob.
There you go. Even though we're still not entirely sure whether Dylan graduated, we think he might have forged his degree. But but it's faked a lot of people so far. So I think that's actually more impressive.
It got me through plenty.
Yeah, I think that's actually more impressive. So there you go. As for me, you can find me at Air Raid Podcast. For anybody who was confused before.
Wait, one more time? One more time.
At Air Raid Podcast.
Oh, okay.
Of course, at Viva the Matadors. Make sure to follow the home team. Listen to the home team. Tweets aren't as fire because, you know, the three of us aren't tweeting from it. But, you know, they try. And as always, I am at Mr_I'll Be Sure. You know the name. You know the game. This is going to be a fun season. It's going to be a fun season with a lot of fun coaches, a lot of fun characters. And we could suck. We could be good. But it's going to be fun either way. So for Dylan, for Jacob, this is Albie. As always, stay wrecked, people.